everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hey, today is Tuesday, September the 15th, 2015, and we are presenting to you this week some songs that I found that I've called the Lost Tapes Project, songs I recorded in North Carolina. And if you've missed some of these podcasts, you can go back and listen to them, or you can go to my blog page, chucksfavoritethings.com, and look at some of the blogs that I've written, and also the links to the podcasts that I've talked about these different songs. Tonight's song is one that I recorded in a church service at Chimney Lane Church of God, Chimney Lane Christ Fellowship, whatever we were called at that time. And it's live. Okay, it's during a church service. You can even hear the pastor commenting while I'm singing. You hear different people maybe talking. So even the recording, it starts off, they've got me on another mic, and then they realize they need to bring in my mic that I'm singing on and bring it in, you know, closer proximity in the recording area. And so those are some of the things that happen when you're doing live recording at church. And this song is called Jesus Alone. I had actually, and I hate to say this, but I wrote this years ago, but I forgot about this song. And that's the beauty of having an archive of cassettes and 8-tracks or CDs or whatever you might have of songs and things that you've done in the past. And well, I'm very thankful that I had this copy of the song. Even though it's a rough, a little noisy cassette, it was still a pleasure to hear something that I wrote years ago and being able to say, oh, wow, yes, I remember how that sounds now. Now, this song, Jesus Alone, you know, I have different musical artists who influence the way I play, sing, write, play the guitar or the piano. This song is definitely, if you listen to it, definitely inspired and influenced by Mr. Billy Joel, you know, the piano man. He has some great songs where the piano is the focused instrument. So this recording is just me, piano and voice. But you listen to the bass run and the piano run on the right hand, they're coming together. It's a typical Billy Joel lick that he was doing. And this song sounds like him a lot. I think he had a song called, what, My Life? It's My Life. Dun, 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 dun. Go ahead and leave me alone. You know, something like that. I can't remember how the song goes. But he had a song similar to this song, and I kind of let him be my musical influence on this song. Again, recorded in the 80s, probably. And I hope you enjoy it. I enjoyed listening to it when I downloaded it the other day off my cassette. And I said, wow, that's old, but that's interesting. I'm leaving a legacy for my children and grandchildren to hear one of these days. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy it. Again, this week I'm sharing with you different songs. And tomorrow will be an instrumental song that I wrote called Morning Theme. I actually even forgot about this song as well. I listened to it and I said, wow, that's interesting. So I believe it's called Morning Theme, and I'll be sharing that with you tomorrow in tomorrow's podcast. So this is Jesus Alone, recorded live at Chimney Lane in Asheboro, North Carolina. Just me and the piano, my voice. Enjoy Chuck's Favorite Things. Here we go.
I've had a few loves in this life of mine, but none of them seemed to last me. They just faded with time. Well, love seems to be the number one object in life, but few ever really find it, 'cause they don't take the time. But I found it in Jesus, found it in Jesus alone. He is my light, my life, my salvation, I know. Emmanuel, God with us, my hope. I found it in Jesus, I found it in Jesus alone. Found it in Jesus alone. Well, I've been lots of places in this life of mine. 5 years of searching just to find peace of mind. Yeah, and I looked in religion, but religions of men always fail. Men just don't have the answers when your soul is bound for hell. But I found it in Jesus alone. And He is my light, my salvation, I know. Emmanuel, God with us, my hope. Jesus, found it in Jesus alone, found it in Jesus alone. Well, now I'm not trying to say that I know it all, but forgiveness of sin and peace of mind, I can tell you where to go. You can. In Jesus, find it in Jesus alone. And He'll be your life, your light, your salvation, I know. Emmanuel, God with us, my hope. You can find it in Jesus, I found it in Jesus alone. I found it in Jesus alone. Jesus alone, find it in Jesus alone, find it in Jesus alone.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that rendition of Jesus Alone. Man, that takes me back, brings out a lot of memories. You know, I might even try to redo that and, you know, add some bass and drums and organ and all kind of stuff on there, some background vocals. That'd be fun, you know, put it together again in a new type format. Again, thank you, Mr. Billy Joel, for being my influence on that. You have been listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. I've been talking today about a song I wrote called Jesus Alone that I'm including in what I call the Lost Tapes Project. And I found these cassette tapes that have these great songs on them. I'm just sharing them with you. This podcast has been brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me. I'd love to share with you the good success I'm having with Plexus, losing weight, feeling great. It's more about health than it is about losing weight. So you're interested, go to plexuschuck.com and check out my products. You can sign up and purchase right online. You don't have to talk to me. There's no inventory for me to keep or anything. You just buy online and it gets sent to your house. It's a great way to do business. I really like Plexus Worldwide and Plexus products. So thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Thank you for being a faithful listener to my podcast and going to my blog, chucksfavoritethings.com. I appreciate you very much. Until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone signing off. Bye-bye.